you come to a muddy place in the woods that you couldn't drive a car through, and they just cut a lot of small pine trees down about 3 inches in diameter to 5 inches and lay them down together, and so you could drive over them, you know.
What would say that the road in front of your house, what would you call that?
I believe that's a slag road. I'm not sure that it is, but I think it's slag.
And that black sticky stuff that they use in making
asphalt.
Okay, what is that stuff from the pine?
Rosin.
Or that black?
With tar. That's after it's cooked at the turpentine still.
And the little road, let's say a road that crosses a public road.
It's just a road crosses a road. An intersection? Is that what you're looking for? Okay.
And a road that has that turns off and leads up to a man's house.
A driveway.
And a road in town.
Street.
And something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
And you know there's a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Yes.
Did you ever hear that called anything?
I don't believe so. Would it be a median?
I think that would be more in a highway, but I guess you could call it that.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. We'll just say that's a little strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
What about a road that has trees or a fence on both sides? Would you have a special name for that? Would you call that a lane?
You might.
What do you think of it? Does that have to be a special kind of road?
My interpretation of a lane would be maybe a small road in some hilly country, you know, down a lane, you know. But now you may be right. Of course, when I'm thinking of it being closed on both sides with trees, so I would say that you're right. In other words, you could build a lane. You could have a lane right here in town, see, in this town. But I think of a lane as in a little hilly place, you know, with maybe trees on both sides of it, but closer, it'd still be closed in, just like.
If you were walking along and a dog jumped out and scared you, you might say, I picked up a
stick.
Or if it wanted a stick, it might be a
chunk. Some people call them chunks. Yeah. A rock.
Okay, and then
I threw it at the doggy.
Anything else besides threw it?
I throwed it at the doggy.
Did you ever say chunked it or flung it?
Yeah, chunked it, slung it.
And say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered, you say, well, I guess he's not.
Not home, not
and,
in.
Say someone came to see your wife and asked you where she was, you might say she's what the kitchen.
Busy in the kitchen.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Coffee.
And if you were going to prepare some coffee, you say you're going to
make some coffee.
And talking about putting milk in coffee, you say some people like it
straight, black.
Okay. So what's that? Does that have milk in it? Or
black is without milk.
You say some people eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them
with milk on them.
And if you've gone into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you might say, this morning I just happened to run
into.
And if it just happened to run
into.
And if a little girl's given the same name that her mother has, she'd say they named the child
after her mother.
And talking about kinds of animals now, say if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him.
Okay. And what different names are there for, say, a mixed breed dog? What might you call him?
Mongol.
Huh?
Mongol.
Okay. And what about a little noisy dog?
A nuisance.
Just a worthless dog? Anything you call him? I was wondering if you'd heard the expression of feist or sooner.
Yeah. Carpenter dog.
Huh?
Yeah, sooner or carpenter dogs. Or
what's a carpenter dog?
Well, a carpenter dog does odd jobs around the house.
Okay.
But, I get what you're talking about now.
Uh-huh.
No, that's right. You just say you sorry feist or something like that. Oh, I've heard Heinz 57, just everything. And I've heard so many names for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you feel better, I know.
Yeah. Say if you had a real mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog
will bite.
And you say yesterday
he bit two people.